Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You still have that, I don't know, ambition or naive. You're a little naive enough to think that you can do more on your own than I think you're really capable of. I think I have a strong sense of truly how dependent I am on all of the people in the building for the building to move in one direction. I think the relationship aspect and how people bond, I have a firmer appreciation for, and overall, it is very, very humbling, just because at this point in my life, I almost can do nothing by myself, almost nothing. I still can work a microwave, and I can fill my car tank up with gas. But outside of that, I need a lot of help for everything I do.
Mike McDaniel admitting he's big enough to accept some help. And he's got some help on the defensive side of the ball. Anthony Weaver coming over from the Baltimore Ravens. Last year it was Vic Fangio. From what we hear, that relationship wasn't the greatest of relationships.
What you hear?
Yes.
Players flat out consistently say, yeah, that dude sucked.
A top 10 defense, though.
A top 10 defense, you're right.
And
you're right.
Down the stretch, right. It did not falter.
While they came to
injuries.
Me all season complaining and asking me to make Fangio address something, I would always say to the players, and especially like when they went into that Baltimore game, I believe they were ranked fourth.
Fourth, yes.
Yeah.
They were a top 4 defense and a top 5 offense.
Yeah.
Only one of few teams in the league. With a chance to get the number 1 seed, by the way.
Yes. And I would say to guys, like, what do you want from the man?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, it was funny that you mentioned that. If he was so bad, why were you? But you still were playing well.
They, in their defense, they believe that, and let me, they believe, and this is something. This isn't like we have issues late. This was like very early on. The stunting and twisting, that was Christian and Zach. They did it. They said, "Screw you, old man. We're gonna do it." It worked. He said he took ownership for it.
But he liked Christian, though.
No. No.
Fangio?
He, on face value, he liked Christian. Now, he didn't get, Fangio didn't get along with anybody on that team. Like, jeez. Yeah. Nobody liked him. Like, not even Bradley Chubb, who came from him, liked him.
Really?
Yeah. Here's the problem.
Please.
This is something that I had was dealing with all season. Like, literally, players would put a backpack in my back when we have the defensive coordinator. Ask him this. Make him address this. And because they wanted the answers because they couldn't get them from him because he wouldn't talk to them. It wasn't collaborative. He didn't take, like, players' opinions. And in this age of players, you have to listen to them. The shadowing thing. People were like, oh, he's not so rigid. He shadowed against the Jets. No. Ramsey said, screw you, old man. I'm doing this. And it was not part of the game plan. And the old man had to adapt, then took credit for it. This is their problem all the time. They did what they wanted to do. Then he take credit for it. And they're like, we've been harassing you to do this. And now you act like it's you. And people will be saying, well, why aren't players listening to their coaches? And the players will respond, well, why aren't coaches listening to their players? We're the ones on the field. What game was it? It was Buffalo. Terrible. Where Cater was getting cooked.
Oh, the first time? First game?
Yes. You know how many times Xavier asked them, let me take Diggs. Let me shadow Diggs. I need to be on Diggs. No, they just let Cater get roasted.
Of course. So why were the other guys disobeying him? But that people,
they didn't know that that's how you had to do it. They didn't know that that's how you had to do it. And later on in the season, they're like, yeah, we're not taking a loss because this stubborn old man.
So what can we expect with Anthony Weaver? How are things going to be different? Are they going to be better? Are they going to be
more collaborative?
Different? Okay.
Players have insight, feedback. And this is, understand, this is today's age of athletes.
Yeah.
You cannot be up on the mountaintop and give them orders like you're the Lord.
Well, it's old school versus new school.
Yeah. And we're in a new school era. Think about how this is a generation. These players that are in the NFL right now, maybe one or two of them had NIL deals. So their butt cheeks weren't kissed. Their butt cheeks were kissed, but literally they don't have lip marks on their cheeks.
Vic wants you to earn, and these guys want to come in already like as if they're entitled.
Yes,
and it's got to be
It's a collaborative effort,
right? It's gonna be you as the old school.
We are partners. I do not work for you.
And that's the thing. They don't look at it like that in college. That's why Dabo.
They're partners now.
That's why the old school
coaches. You think Cam Ward and Mario Cristobal aren't partners?
No, but that's what I'm saying. The old school coaches, you know, they still have that old-time philosophy. As you can see, they're now having to join ESPN game days as, you know, part of the pregame crew, or they're just not in football whatsoever. But they do get results. And if this new wave,
now, for now.
For
until
now,
they don't get the recruits because they're old school and they're not collaborative they're not paying as much.
Cool, but I'm now using it in the professional game, they were a top 10 defense with the old man. However that went.
To their defense.
Yes, go ahead.
We're a top 10 defense because we're doing the things that we want to do, not what he wanted us to do.
So, Omar Kelly, you've talked about this, that maybe this defense personnel-wise isn't as talented as they were last year. Can we still expect good things from them? Because what's going to happen is if they're not a top 10 defense this year, people are going to say, well, you might not have liked Vic Fangio, but the result.
They
play the result.
Here's something that I'm doing for the Miami Herald, and I'm actually finishing it up, and we're going to put it up this morning. Where are you better and where are you worse as a team based on where you came out last season in the season opener? Now, I won't give you the whole cliff notes of the story.
I want you to read it.
But if let's take a defensive line as a sampling. You lose Christian Wilkins, mm-hmm. who signed a ridiculous deal that will pay him $24 million over the next 3 years.
You could have paid him for less, you know, but you didn't want to. So.
No, I mean, it is what it is.
You could have had him for 20, but it's
what it is. I'm not going to cry over it.
Yeah, we're not crying over
Stillman. He's not crying over it either.
Yes, no, exactly.
Both sides should
be. He bet on himself and he won, okay? But God bless Christian, and congratulations on your money, and enjoy playing with no quarterback in Vegas. Okay,
it is Vegas.
It is Vegas, but Christian,
that's Miami.
Christian plays the game.
No state tax.
So what did you do to replace Christian Wilkins and Raekwon Davis? And most of us will be like, Raekwon who? Raekwon Poo-Poo?
Now Raekwon, yeah. Low key was kind of important there.
Raekwon was important because he's a nose tackle. You don't really have a nose tackle right now. Okay.
Cut
you
back.
Signed Neville Gallimore.
Who?
Exactly.
Harry Neville.
Jonathan Harris. Both of them have you cut at the end of training camp.
Mm-hmm.
You signed Tier Tart. You cut him before training camp
he's
ended. you signed Benito Jones, who you haven't seen in an exhibition game because he's injured, and hopefully he gets back, even though he looks like he's about 400 pounds right now.
You signed Benito Applebaum? What?
And then you signed Calais Campbell as a savior after, you know, realistically, I spent like the last – spent 2 months lobbying for you. Like, yo, this ain't gonna do. Like, you better get Calais or the season's going to crapper.
But with getting Calais, you're not hoping to overuse Calais early in the season with a mega snap.
He's 37 years old.
Right. He's got some tread on the tire.
No,
I think it's today's his birthday.
Wasn't it? Happy birthday, Calais. Wasn't he a rookie that played in that Super Bowl? Was he a rookie?
I don't know if he was a rookie, but yeah, he played in one Super Bowl.
That Cardinals-Steelers Super Bowl.
Yes.
That was a long time ago.
It was 17 years ago, 16 years ago.
Jesus Christ, boy.
Yeah, and he's good. I'm not going to argue to you. He's an all-decade player.
But he's not a guy that you're trying to
snaps.
Utilize. Yes.
Yes.
He's 15 to 20 snaps a game.
No, he could play about 25. He could play about 25. But you got to have other guys to play that. And right now your options are Benito Jones. Mm. Deshaun Hand, mm-hmm. Brandon Peely.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
Brandon Peely's huge, by the way.
Peely?
Yeah.
Nah, not really.
Really?
I've seen huge humans. He's okay.
I mean, he's huge compared to Dan.
Yeah, I mean, who isn't huge compared to Dan? I'm a huge guy compared to Dan. But it's, you know, they don't have much on the defensive line. Let's go to linebacker, okay?
Yeah, let's go. Let's get this breakdown going.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As you're about to break this down, I remember I did not watch the Tampa game live, right?
You didn't miss anything.
I know.
No, you
but
missed,
my
you
cousin,
missed my point.
Right here, my guy, Dan Day, said, watching that game, Chop Robinson looked very small compared to the players that were on the field. And I'm just saying.
I don't know if that's fair. Chop is not small. I just don't think Chop is strong.
And I'm glad you bring that up, Omar. Vlad and I talked about this. And of course, we did play some of their starters, so that's not fair. I thought we got pushed around a lot on both sides.
Yes, you did.
In the line. Is that a correct
assessment?
But that
was ones against twos.
Right. But even throughout the game, I kind of watched it. You had
an injury on your offensive line. You had a guy who doesn't even belong in the league, Mathos, out there. How do you expect Mike White to? It's like you set up Mike White to fail.
So with no Bradley as of yet, and Jalen coming off that injury, even though that's a modern science miracle.
He says he's fine.
Who, Jalen?
Yeah.
So you expect him to start?
He'll start out whether or not he.
He might be in limited, right?
No, I don't know if he'll be on a pitch count.
Okay,
we'll see.
The fact that he's back, what do you think about their pass rush and getting to the quarterback?
It'll be okay because it's going to be blitz heavy and they're going to be aggressive and attacking. This defense is Rex Ryan, Jets. So they're going to be aggressive and they're going to come after the quarterback. Who's going to come after him? I have no idea. And neither do you, and neither do the opposition. So can they rush with just four? No.
But you just said right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they're blitzing and that blitz gets picked up, we don't like their safeties.
Nope.
That means that middle is open.
Pretty much.
Also, who is the best quarterback of all time against the blitz?
Who?
I'm watching him on TV right now. He won the Super Bowl last year.
Patrick, stop worrying about him.
Stop worrying about him.
I'm just saying, if you blitz, because I remember that Rex
you
Ryan.
You ain't in his league.
Patrick. I remember that Rex Ryan defense. And went out a pass rusher, there was a lot of blitz. You didn't know when the blitz were coming. You didn't know where it's coming. But if picked up, that middle was open. And it was tore up.
Yeah, pretty
a
much.
A lot.
Yeah, pretty much.
So if the defense fails this year to be good, it's personnel, not so much Anthony Weaver, possibly.
I didn't say that.
And also, if you fail this year, I mean, remember, this is their third consecutive defensive coordinator. Yeah. They've changed defensive coordinator every year that Mike McDaniel's been head coach.
Yes, but you face that as well with you face that as well with Brian Flores on the offensive side. So, yes.
So that was, the flip.
This is hopefully a marriage and a relationship that is going to last, unless they have a tremendous amount of success and Anthony Weaver gets picked up as a head coach, which is a very good possibility. That's the reason why he's here. You're probably going to continue to churn. And because in a dream world, we'll have a top 10 defense again, and Anthony Weaver will be picked up as a head coach somewhere. And then you're going to have to find a new defensive coordinator. But then ultimately, that means you've probably had success too.
Yeah. So that's
as a team.
Technically a good thing if we have a new defensive coordinator next year. Oh, man. Going to get into it. Next, we're going to talk more about talk more about these Dolphins. We have Omar Kelly, Vladimir Lewis. I am Dan Day, and this is the Joe Rose Show on 560 WQAM. Yes, working and jamming on a Labor Day. Feeling good. Miami Hurricanes, very impressive in their 41-17 win over the University of Florida. They get FAMU.
FAMU. Family University. Think of it that way.
FAMU.
Yes.
Florida A&M University. Great university.
Wonderful university.
Tallahassee?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful student body.
Right across the street from FSU.
Beautiful student body.
That's pretty much it. That's what made me want to go to college. I heard
about that Bermuda Triangle at the TCC, FAMU, and Florida State.
Yeah, it's a good situation. It's changed a lot from when I was there, but it's a massive city now.
They call it the Tallahassee Triangle. That's what I
Yeah. TCC, yep, Tallahassee Community College, yes, sir. I didn't know if I wanted to go to college. My brother was going in 10th grade, stepped foot on Florida A&M's campus, saw all the sexy ladies. Hey, sexy ladies. And, I was like, this is where you go to get sexy ladies. Oh, I need to go to college. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be a college man. And that's why I'm here.
College, so great.
Women rule the world for me, so
still do.
Not anymore in my life.
Oh well,
you got to live your life, man.
Yeah.
I do a lot of work, you know, and I realize that I've been told at least. You gotta live your life. Gators head coach Billy Napier, and he needs to live his life, said it was a quote unquote embarrassing loss.
Mm-hmm.
And I can vouch, I can agree with that. That was an embarrassing loss. Was there ever, and Vlad and I have talked about this, was there ever a time in that Hurricanes game that you doubted or you even thought that it would be close? Even when it was 0-0, I was like, we got this.
I'm going to confess to you, I didn't watch the game live.
Okay.
I watched it on replay, so I knew what the outcome was. I've been moving all weekend, so it was an enjoyable watch, especially not having to stress about what the outcome was. And so it allowed me to just evaluate the talent. And, ooh, damn, that thing looked good.
Cam Ward, I like that he was throwing from a lot of different angles. He was moving around a lot.
Yeah, that arm angle stuff. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Nobody told me that.
That boy, goo.
I was saying, I watched him play at Washington State, but I didn't watch him. I was watching Washington State, so I wasn't sitting there taking notes. So he did surprise me, and like we said yesterday, it's not a fair comparison by any means, but it was reminiscent. You started thinking, oh, I've seen Patrick Mahomes do stuff like that. He is not Patrick Mahomes. Nobody is, but he kind of had that arm angle. He had that elusiveness. He had the moves. He definitely had the control of the team. That's another thing. You had to like the way he led the team and how he was the leader. And how the team responded to him. It wasn't just, okay, he's another guy on the team. This guy, even though it's his first game, first year, everything like that, he seems to be the undisputed leader of this team.
Your quarterback, if you have a good quarterback, should be the undisputed leader of the team.
Who's the undisputed leader of the Dolphins?
Tua Tagovailoa.
Okay.
That they have a good leadership council, but Tua is the alpha now, which I've never seen.
Is it because he's got 167 guaranteed now?
Yes, it's because of the money.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
He's the alpha. It's funny that you ask this because this is something that I want to get Mike McDaniel to address. I've heard that good teams are player-driven. Player led. The coaches does not dictate what happens. The players do. I have heard this. I have only seen it once, which is the Ed Reed Canes. And I call it the Ed Reed Canes because they were the Ed Reed Canes. They were not Larry Coker's Canes.
That's a good point.
So what I've heard, I've never experienced because I've never covered a good team in the NFL. What I have heard is that good teams are player-led and driven. This team is finally player-led and driven. And it's not just Tua Tagovailoa. It's Jalen Ramsey. I tell you, this is probably one of the moments that will stick out to me the most in my career. They had a very physical practice. It was like one weekend, end of the week. I remember it because Jalen Ramsey had been practicing a ridiculous amount, and for guys who were 30, they practiced like every other day in this new program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jalen Ramsey had said, "Bump that! I'm going every day." Now he's hurt now, so maybe it wasn't a wise thing, but he went every day, and they had a very physical practice that led to a fight. And Patrick Paul was going to suplex and throw Kader Kohu on his head. And then he let him down gently, okay? After having him up in the air, about to body slam him, and then he let him down gently. And it was a physical practice. And Jalen Ramsey, for 10 minutes after the game, after practice, I was there for a one-on-one with Tyreek, so normally we don't hear what's going on. So I was there in position for my one-on-one after Tyreek. I was probably 60 yards away, and I could hear Jalen Ramsey screaming at the team for 10 minutes. And that includes coaches. And it's about, we want to be dogs. We have to practice with this mentality. We need to fight. This is what makes us a better team. There is going to be no back down from anybody. And it was a yes sir, no sir kind of environment, and that includes the coaches. And then every position, every unit player, from Tyreek to Teron to they took their unit and then gave them a speech.
So when your best players are also your best leaders and holding the team accountable and themselves and the coaches.
That's correct.
That's what you think is the found. I
don't know, because I ain't never done it.
Fair. If you think you haven't seen it, you know I've never seen it.
That's what I'm told.
That's what we've told. So they have the foundation. So therefore, if they're not as successful this season, then what would be the cause of that?
Injuries. No doubt in my mind. Because when you do have those 30-year-old leaders that are the alphas, and understand, every alpha except for Tua is old.
Well,
the
Jordan
Poyers, the Teron Armstead, the Raheem Mostert.
The young OGs, the young...
What young OGs?
I'm talking about like Tyreek and Jalen. Because, I mean,
they're not young.
But they're not old. They're not old, old.
Jalen Waddle's not old.
Young. They're not young.
But they're not old.
When you're 30, Jalen Waddle's pretty young.
Jalen's not an OG.
I didn't say he's an OG. You said he's old.
I said Jalen Ramsey. I'm talking about
Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek. Once you're 30, you're old in the NFL. The Dolphins are officially the oldest team in the NFL. No, y'all do know that, right?
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah. There's no way. Dolphins are...
Yeah, Dolphins are... Dolphins
of Armstead and Calais.
No, don't blame it on Armstead and Calais. And that's what Tyreek did. And I want to say, Tyreek, you in the old club too.
My quarterback is 40. That automatically should make the
Dolphins' average age is 27 years and probably 2 months. They're the oldest team in the NFL. Yeah. Not just starters, that's but actually players on the rosters.
That's a good old...
And no.
27 is not bad, bro. You're still in your...
That's their average age.
Right.
And keep in mind...
The
leaders of the team are the old dogs.
Well, and also the leaders... Okay, fine. The leaders of the team are also the ones with the Super Bowl experience.
Yes, and the swagger and the alphas, yes.
We've heard the leader of the team is Tua Tagovailoa, though.
No, Tua is the leader. Tua is the alpha.
I do want to ask you this, Omar, since you're at pretty much every practice and all the other things. Jalen Ramsey, you said, makes the 10-minute speech after the fight about being dogs, about being tough. Have you noticed from the eye test so far that this team is tougher and more physical than they were last year, at least?
Yes.
They are.
Yes.
So we can expect, most likely, a more physical, tougher, more quote-unquote bully team.
I don't know if we could say that because
heard that last year.
I don't know if we could say that because they still can't convert a third and short. I think that's a toughness thing. We still don't know how they're going to be when it comes to stopping the run. And I'm sorry, that's my biggest issue with Chop. If you can't stop the run, you can't play for me. And stopping the run, you don't stop the run, you don't set the table for pass rushing. Like, I think Anthony Weaver said it. Like, if every team can just run on you, they're never gonna do anything else.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you look at what happened in the preseason, every team ran at Chop, and until you put it on, and Mike McDaniel said it last week, like, what you put on film can't be hidden from, and until you fix that, every team is gonna do it. And so when Chop Robinson's on the field, he's probably gonna be only third down pass rushing situations. And if he is on the field on earlier downs, you better expect everybody to be running at him.
Run right at him?
Run right at him. So, they're going to do that until he proves that he can stop it. So, I don't know how they're going to be against stopping the run. I think they're going to be a good running team, but when they need to run to create short yard situation, I don't know if they can.
That's worrisome right there, because if you say they can't stop the run – and teams want to...
I didn't say they can't stop the run.
Well,
I don't know.
Having a hard time stopping a run.
No, they're not. Chop is.
Okay, Chop.
Yeah.
Are we expecting Chop? That's what I'm saying. Are we expecting Chop?
No, not to be on early downs, no. I think that's going to be Quentin. I think it's going to be Emmanuel Ogba. I think it's going to be Jalen Phillips. And Chop is going to be a third down pass. He's going to be on the field every third down. And if you expected more, I'm sorry, but... this is what he is. They drafted a very
one-dimensional,
rare quickness and acceleration and gap shooting, And they're probably going to use him as like an elephant player, where he basically what an elephant is they it's like short.
Bryce Huff, like the way the Jets were using Bryce Huff the last 2 years.
I don't even know because I don't watch your crappy team.
He was more of a used for pass rushing because he had unbelievable quickness and he would beat his beating the tackle was like one of the top, and that's how he got the money from the Eagles. But the Jets' problem was he wasn't a great stopping the run
every down play. Okay,
so, yes.
So probably that probably. I was saying I don't know how they're going to be in a lot of those regards, stopping the run, coverage deep with safeties. But I do know that Chop Robinson is going to be the elephant. That's elephant in the room, and so he's going to move around and he's going to wait. Determining what gap he's going to hit and blitz. You know he's going to be a blitzer, but he's going to be a mystery where he's blitzing
from. So just maximize his strength and try to limit his weaknesses.
Okay, well, yes. You have me excited about Chop Robinson. Let's take a break, come back. I want to talk about some of the other rookies, some of the other draft picks, and how they're going to affect this Dolphins team next here on the Joe Rose Show 560 WQAM. Got 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by South Florida's Lexus Dealers. A summer getaway is waiting for you at the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 3rd. Learn more at lexus.com/offers. Of course, Game Day Uncensored, we got the pregame. It's 4 hours before the game. That's going to start 9 o'clock on Sunday. Then we got the postgame. Vladimir and I will be giving it to you after the game. Vlad's going to be on site getting some interviews, getting us the feel for the locker room. Of course, Omar Kelly, he's at all the practices. He's at all the games. He's everywhere around the Dolphins. We talked last segment about Chop Robinson, still kind of finding his way as an NFL player. Now, we also drafted Mo Kamara, who a lot of people have said looked really good in college. He's another edge rusher, hopefully going to help relieve some of the injury issues and the depth problems that we were having with our edge rushers.
You sure?
That Mo Kamara is going to help?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So
I'm just asking. You sure?
I'll say this. I watched that final preseason game, and I forgot a lot of the times that both Mo Kamara and Chop Robinson were on the field, meaning that they did nothing. But that's preseason. Okay. Maybe let's talk about the guy that has
it. I didn't say anything.
I didn't
say anything.
I like Jalen Wright, and I think the reason Jalen Wright has impressed me is he's a little more physical, it looks like, at least from what I've seen, than some of the other running backs that we have, like Raheem Mostert.
How dare you? Wait a minute. Raheem is physical.
Okay.
Raheem is not just an outside zone
runner. Why do we have so many problems on third and short and third and goal?
You know what's funny? Let me explain that, because it's taken me probably about 2 years to figure it out. Okay? When you are understand, don't think that Miami has a finesse run game. They have one of the most feared run games in the NFL. It's just very catered to something specific, which gives teams challenges. It's an outside zone. Now, Philadelphia is an inside zone running team. Dolphins are an outside zone running team. That's what produces the big plays. They go left, they go right, they go outside the tackle, they can cut it back. Now, that requires movement from the interior of the offensive line. Okay. Because your offensive line requires movement, just about everybody on it has to be young, has to be athletic, has to have wheels, have to be able to turn the corner on a pull. Okay. They have to be more athletes than power players. Now, how do you convert short yardage situation? The power. So Miami's problem is you're trying to convert a power play with athletic guards, and then you're getting pushed off your points. How do you fix that? Okay, that's a Mike McDaniel issue. That's why he gets paid the big bucks. But my thought process is, okay, stop trying to power it and just run what you normally run, and we'll see if it pays off or not. But I know, yes, that's a problem that they have not fixed. And still, even when I watched it in practice, no, they still suck at it. And I don't know what the solution is. Like, I would think you got to go to a different formation. You got to go to like a wing T, or maybe change the quarterback that you use and put in an athletic quarterback that can scramble. I don't know what the solution is. I have no idea what the possible end game solution is. But then again, I haven't seen it with Aaron Brewer, who is a better run blocking offensive lineman than he is. He's low to the center of gravity. He's strong, so maybe that will help them. But right now, do they have it? No, they don't have it.
Maybe having a package with maybe some depth with having some bigger.
They got fullback. They got a Pro Bowl fullback.
They got Alec Ingold.
Pro Bowl fullback, but I've never seen him carry the ball. I've been here. I've covered this team, 3 years now? During the Mike McDaniel era? This is my third. I haven't seen Alec Ingle carry a ball in practice once.
Really?
Yeah.
You would think, for a couple of quick yards
Not once.
Wow.
So I don't know what the – I don't know. Like, hey, this Mike McDaniel's a lot smarter than me. He's an offensive genius. My hope is that he'll figure out a solution.
Was he supposed to figure out a solution last year after he said he learned the mistakes after his first season?
Yeah, he figured out. He fixed a lot of stuff. Don't be disrespectful. He fixed a lot of stuff.
How they look towards
the pre-snap penalties?
How did they look in December and January?
Stop. We're not having this conversation.
Why not?
Because you know why they fell apart in December and January. And you're not gonna accept it, but you know it.
You just want me to say it. And I'll say it. I'm not afraid of it. It's injuries, and it's lack of adjustments.
I don't know if it's lack of adjustments.
Come on, Tyreek Hill got injured against Tennessee, and we look like deer in the headlights. Tell me I'm lying.
You can't adjust when you don't have the players.
How? You got Jaylen Waddle, and they adjusted the next week when he didn't have to make an adjustment on the fly. And Jaylen Waddle became number one and had no problems.
Yes, and then
against a great defense.
And then when Jaylen got hurt, you had nothing.
Okay.
And then Raheem got hurt, you had nothing.
I said injuries and adjustments.
So are you saying you're top heavy?
Oh, absolutely.
No, that's not true. They've got a backup for everybody. OBJ is now Tyreek's backup. Now he's not healthy, but you get my point.
You think he got fleeced?
No. He's got these $3 million. I'm not worried about him.
He's asking more. Is he going to play?
He's not even going to play the first four games. So all those incentives he's got, he ain't reaching them.
I'm telling you.
Got fleeced.
Huh?
Yeah, got fleeced. They got fleeced.
No. I don't know. Wednesday we get – actually, we're not going to get OBJ's injury because he's on the PUP. God, it's going to be such a laundry list of injuries. They're going to finally have to tell us what the injuries are. And
why do you laugh like that?
Because they're so secretive about the injuries now. It makes a difference. And truthfully speaking, the NCAA, if the NCAA wants to police something, they should make a league-wide – you have to produce your injuries because college football is about betting too, just like the NFL.
Yeah, guys get paid now.
Y'all don't know legally. Injuries in college athletics, and you bet on games that you don't know injuries to. That's dumb. I'm sorry. If the NCAA wants to be a governing body for something, help the gamblers out. Make a league-wide injury report.
Help the gambler.
Let's not pretend like gambling doesn't drive all these sports. Can we not?
TV and gambling.
Gambling's the number one reason
people watch TV.
I watch the games for pleasure.
That's you.
That's your old school.
You're a dying breed. Fantasy football. The NFL, think about it. The NFL, they make you put an injury report Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yes, because the smart guys in Vegas need to know what number to put on the line.
So in college, what? Were you just guessing?
No, they're catching up, man. It's going to take a little
while. Don't catch up. Don't catch up.
I said they're catching up. I'm not telling them.
Get your act together. What else are you governing? You governing the transfer portal?
We have
governing NIL? Now you're governing the playoffs. These conferences governing the playoffs?
College is slowly evolving. They're having they're eventually going to have maybe two conferences. Sounds a lot
soon,
like the NFL.
Soon we'll have a Super Bowl.
Look, they're playing well into the one. I said this last night. I said the national championship is on January 20th this year. I go, 1 year, we're going to have a doubleheader in a college football championship and the Super Bowl on the same day.
Next week. It's a week after week.
I'm joking about how long the seasons are becoming. But I was saying this, college is just taking a little while. They're paying the players legally now, which they paid them forever.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, let's not act like they haven't paid players. They got a playoff system now. There used to be ties in college football. Can you believe that? So they're slowly evolving into a basically pro football. So, yeah, eventually they will have to release injury reports so that when you gamble on a football game, you can be a better gambler or think you're a better gambler.
I like how you snuck that in there.
I see a lot of people lose a lot of money all the time.
Yeah.
Omar, I got a question a texter wanted to ask you.
Please, go ahead, fire away.
Why wouldn't Dolphins retain Van Ginkel and use the chop pick for on the center guard, Barton Ginkey?
Listen.
Because Van Ginkel wanted to stay and he didn't want to break the bank with Minnesota.
Okay, that's fair. Maybe in this scheme they didn't necessarily know how Van Ginkel fit. Van Ginkel was also injured. They played Van Ginkel, I think it's $3 million. Minnesota gave him $3 million more than they gave Shaq Barrett. The Miami Dolphins gave Shaq Barrett. The Dolphins didn't really have that $3 million to spend, an extra $3 million to spend at that time because they didn't restructure Tyreek. And truthfully speaking, and this is something that I wish you could find that Chris Greer audio of him mocking us, acting, saying, yes, I know that you guys mock me and for mocking you, but I'm still mocking you. I was so flabbergasted by his comment in his press conference. They don't see the value in drafting guards. They don't.
Oh, you're talking about when he was pushing back on their thought of their first two picks?
No. This offensive line is they don't see the value in guards. They don't draft guards. And this is not something that's new. This is something that the tree that Mike McDaniel comes from, the Mike Shanahan tree, the coach that he learned under, which is snorted white powdery substances. That's how I describe him. Chris Forrester, very good coach. Very, very, very good coach.
Yeah, when you're in that powder.
Yeah. Yes. They don't believe in drafting guards. They don't believe in they develop. They draft low, develop, and unfortunately, the development has not really happened here. So we'll see. Now, Robert Jones, I think he could turn the corner. Lester Cotton should be proud of himself for what he's accomplished, but I don't think he has turned a corner. And then the biggest mystery is Liam Eichenberg. 32 starts. Are we riding the Eichenberg Express or not? Like, will the Eichenberg Express crash or not? Well, we don't know.
How would you assess his year last year?
I think he did admirable for mm-hmm. what he was doing, which at the end of the season, and nobody will give him respect for this, he started at center, a position he's not familiar with, on one leg because the other leg had like a calf or hamstring injury. I can't remember. He didn't even practice all week and played in the games, and he wasn't a liability. That's not bad.
I mean, it's not great, but it's not bad.
It's not bad. I mean, your other option was start the guy who signed a week ago.
Yeah.
So, and doesn't know the offense, doesn't know the line calls, and isn't in the NFL right now. So, I mean, they made the best of a bad situation. Losing Connor Williams was tough. Mm. So, we shall see.
We shall see. And like you said, the offensive line, I never thought about it, how they have to be a little more athletic than they have to be, when I say bullies, they've been just tough and pushing around. That makes it tough. Yeah, and then you always say this, and you say, well, then just run a normal play for 10 yards.
No.
Well, when you're third and goal on the three, it's hard to run a 10-yard play. I know there's technically 13 yards within 10 yards in the end zone, but yeah. It's just, do you have to have a heavy package? But
They have a heavy package. It just doesn't work. I'm at the point now where, okay, start thinking out the box. Put every tackle you have. Have Brandon Peely in there. Like, I don't, at this point, like, you're not good at it. Get creative.
Yeah.
Like at this point, Mike McDaniel, your cheat motions is being replicated throughout the entire league. You came up with that. All right, figure out something. Convert third and two.
Hey fam, this is the third year. If they can't convert on short yardage,
they can't.
They can't do that three years in a row, because then now you're Because now I'm questioning if you're, even if you're making the adjustments, how come these adjustments are not being executed?
You know how Mike McDaniel's going to fix it? He's going to stay out of third and two.
That's what you do.
Or he's just going to run a regular play. And Tyreek is going to run. Tyreek is going to get a pass on third and one.
Because you're talking about this now. And when we come back for break, the reason why we're going to continue this is because the league didn't do the Dolphins any favors towards the end of the year. If we look at that schedule, they're making sure that they're going to cold, hostile territories where running the ball is going to be very critical.
Yeah, pretty
short
much.
Yardage execution. Very critical.
If you want to prove you can win at the end of the season and be tough, you have the opportunity. The Dolphins have more than the opportunity at the end of the season to do that.
Going to Green Bay.
Ugh.
Going to Cleveland.
Thanksgiving night.
Finishing the year in New York.
Thanksgiving night.
Don't do me like that.
Yeah.
As a fan, I don't want to get into it too much. We're working on a holiday as it is. But, I mean, like, even as a fan, I'm not excited about that. I got my own things to do on Thanksgiving. But that's just me. I don't know. You can chase your bets, though. That's a good thing. Come back with more next here on the Joe Rose Show, 560 WQAM.